offers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Positively Healthy Radio, Second Saturday Edition. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor, and also Dr. Sprout, as many of you know, as many of you listening right now. I know we're at our amazing event last Saturday at the Stirring. We launched our 40-day Lean, Happy, and Green Challenge, and we've just been hearing amazing testimonies already. We're just finishing our first week of it, and don't worry, if this is new to you, there's still time to get in, is all I'll say about that. There's still plenty of time to get in. If you're just have a moment on the show with us, check out Dr. Sprout and greengirl.com. All the information you need is on there, but right now we're going to talk about what that is, what the health challenge is. And first, I just want to say why we're in this and what we do. I'm a chiropractor. Chiropractors work with natural laws given by God. And the fact that our bodies are designed to be in divine and perfect health from the very beginning. We talked at my event about if you've ever held a baby, you know that there's an amazing miracle inside every one of us, that in 9 months we took one cell and became 70,000 billion, 70 trillion thinking, eating, sleeping, breathing cells of perfection. And we believe, most chiropractors believe, that God didn't forget the Tylenol dispenser and the Advil dispenser and the vaccine dispenser, that if we work naturally with our bodies can do exactly what they're made to do, which is be in perfect health. And I quote Herophilus, and those who were at the talk last weekend know that I was supposed to know a lot about this guy, but I didn't. This is a quote that we chiropractors know. He said, "When health is absent, wisdom cannot reveal itself, art cannot manifest, strength cannot fight, wealth becomes useless, and intelligence cannot be applied." So on the other side of that, with health, when health is present, wisdom can reveal itself, art can manifest, strength can fight, wealth becomes useful, and intelligence can be applied. So that's my purpose, and my wife, who's Deidre Royce, Green Girl, we also call her, because she is really into getting green foods into people's bodies no matter what else they're eating. So she and I have been on a health journey for over 20 years. We've been married for, it'll be 17 years soon. And we've, for 17 years, been running a practice in downtown Reading and getting people abundantly healthy. And we're just taking that to the next level. We're taking it on the road, so to speak, but we're still in Reading so far. But looks like I'll be speaking in Texas coming up and have engagements in different venues around the country, because we really want to take this on the road and teach the simple message of, with proper structure, proper movement, and what we call nutrifying your temple, you really can be rid of those headaches. You can be diabetes-free. You can, in most cases, that's type 2. Or you can function better with type 1 diabetes. You can get rid of tumors in many cases, as we've seen a lot of people do. You can really manifest all that intelligence, wisdom, health, art, and strength that you're designed to do. So what I'm going to talk about this morning is the three pillars of getting your body healthy. And they're the three pillars that our 40-day challenge is geared toward. And it corresponds with Lent. Those of you who are Christians in more traditional faiths, you may celebrate Lent. It's the 40 days preparing for the coming of Easter or the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So those of you who are familiar with that, so it's 40 days of, and I'll tell you exactly what it is. And if you have to leave the show early, go to drsproutandgreengirl.com. And you can check that out. But we're going to talk today because my wife and I, again, have been on this journey for a lot of years getting ourselves and our patients healthy. And now, Dee, my wife, went down to Los Angeles to be raw food certified with Annie Fio, a very famous author and raw food certification chef. And we don't say cook anymore because it's mostly rawing. There's actually a verb called rawing, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a few minutes here. But we really want to teach the people of Reading how to get their bodies lean, happy, and green. So we put on this event, and now I'm going to tell you today what are the structure, the basics. We had hundreds of people come up to us and say, we couldn't come to the event. How do we get caught up? Well, this radio show also is going to be linked onto the website, just so you know. But we're going to talk about the basics of how we do that. So it's time for a break already. This time flies. So in a moment, you're going to be back. You're with Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor, also known as Dr. Sprout. I get a lot of laughs about that. But it's time for a break. We'll be back in a moment. You're on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Yeehaw! Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, July 12th.
Why?
'Cause it's our fourth annual Old West Day out here in French Gulch. And it's going to be a hot time in the old mining town all day long. That's why. We're starting with a miner's breakfast just after sunrise. And at 10:30, the best rootin' tootin' down home parade you ever did see.
We even got ourselves a real stagecoach to ride in.
That's right. You can ride up and down Main Street and see all the Old West stuff and stop and pan for some gold if you want.
Will there be some good vittles, singing and dancing?
There's going to be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at. Plus, don't miss the Law Dogs. They're high noon. Old West shootout show right in the middle of Main Street.
I hear tell the French Gulch Hotel will be serving chicken and ribs from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music entertaining you and dancing till nightfall.
Y'all come out now, you hear? That's Saturday, July 12th.
For information, you can dial 227-2369.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
There for you.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Second Saturday Edition. This is Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Sprout. As we were talking about, I get some laughs about that. I sprout like crazy. There's tons of sprouts growing in my kitchen. That is the best supplement you can take, by the way. I do take supplements, but I believe that growing nutritious foods like sprouts in your kitchen can do amazing things. So we're talking today about our Lean, Happy, and Green Challenge. So I'm going to get right into what you need to do. Talk about the structure of the body, movement of the body, and nutrifying your temple. So the first rule of all this is don't sweat the small stuff. You've probably heard of the KISS principle. Keep it simple, sweetheart. We don't be negative. So we say keep it simple, sweetheart. So a lot of people, I showed a video at the talk where there's these two people riding up an escalator. And a really sharp-looking businessman and a woman who's like looks like a mom in her mid-40s. And all of a sudden, the escalator just stops in the middle. And the camera pans back, and they're just looking around like, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. It's an escalator. And they can walk 5 steps up to the top and be out of their situation. That's sometimes how I feel about how we are about our health. As we're cramming down big gulps and Doritos, we wonder why we don't feel very good or we're overweight or we have diabetes. So the principle is keep it simple, sweetheart. With our toxic world and these other challenges, some of us feel overwhelmed. But the first and most important thing that you can do to improve your health is improve the structure of your body. Now, primarily your spine. Chiropractors deal in the structure of the spine because inside of there is your life. Your lifeline is your spinal cord. Your brain generates life, sends life like a river through your spinal cord, and that river should be pouring like a fire hose through there. But when the bones of the spine shift out of alignment, it chokes off life to your heart and to your lungs and to your digestive tract and to your immune system. And if the structure of your spine is misaligned, your body's not functioning normally. So what we deal is a postural corrective technique. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but go see your chiropractor on a regular basis or call my office at 243-0889. If you're not currently seeing a chiropractor, we'll be glad to sit down and talk about your needs. But the structure of your spine is critical. Your head should be right over your shoulders. That's both looking from the side and looking from the front or back. The head should be right over the shoulders. The shoulders should be right over the pelvis right over the knees, and the knees right over the feet. We've all seen people who are bent over and they're doubled over either on walkers or canes or they're bound for that. And of course there are injuries that can't be prevented. But it just breaks my heart to see how much premature illness and sickness and death there are because the main reason that's a problem is not just because they can't move and that's a bad enough problem, but because as the spine deteriorates like that and bends forward, it literally chokes off life to the heart and the lungs and every part of the body. So we check the spine for very particular misalignments called subluxations, which means that they're cutting off life to the heart and to the lungs. And I got into this last week, and we had 3 hours to do it, but I'll just briefly talk. There's studies that show that headaches from bad posture, spinal decay, that people with bad posture have 1,800% more likelihood of having severe neck pain and headaches for the rest of their life. And surgeons know about this. There was a study in Journal of Neurosurgery 9 months ago, 2013, where the surgeons they know about this, and they're actually banging the spine into normal posture, especially in the neck, and putting permanent rods into there just because people have neck pain. It's a serious thing. So if you want to do that for $175,000, you can call up and do that. But there's probably better ways to do that. So things with the middle back, an interesting study that adolescents age 8 to 18 years in the journal Spine, they found that bad posture in the mid-back leads to poor self-esteem, poor energy, and decreased function. So that's a big one. Also, Obstetrics and Gynecologic Journal, 1999, showed that prolapsed uterus comes from poor posture. The Cato study, very famous 10 years ago, one of the most talked about studies on Medline, said that they found only one thing predicted early death from heart disease. It wasn't high blood pressure. It wasn't high cholesterol. It was bad posture in the mid-back. Again, if you're understanding this, the curve in the mid-back has everything to do with the life flow through the spine and into the body. I don't have time. I talked too long about everything else so far, but Dr. Candace Pert, the discoverer of the opiate receptor, in other words, how opium and opiate-like drugs work in the body, one of the most famous biochemists in the world, found that the subconscious mind exists in the spine, and that if there's any interference to the spinal cord, your limbic system or your emotional system is messed up. So I get a lot of women in particular, their moods enhance, but their favorite thing is when their husbands' spines get corrected, they start to be nice to them. What would that be like? It's a pretty amazing thing. So people need to know, what are the warning signs that they may have these spinal misalignments? Headaches, thyroid issues, cancer, of course, diabetes, allergy problems, digestive problems, constipation, colic, ADD or ADHD. Radiating pain, numbness or tingling, fatigue, back pains, even depression, as we just talked about. I don't have a ton of time to talk about this. There's always less time than there is words. My grandma always told me I'm windy. It means you talk too much, and I know that's true. But what I have can help you, and again, doesn't have to be me. Go see your chiropractor. But if you're not seeing one currently, call my office at 243-0889. We never charge anyone to sit down and talk about their needs. And Megan is available on the phone right now to be able to talk to you and set up an appointment for a no-charge consultation. So the next thing we're going to get into, we have a couple of minutes before the break. I'm going to get as many words in as I can. Raise your hand, those of you, I can't see you raising your hand, but we did this at our workshop last year. If you would like to decrease your risk of every single disease by 50%. Now, I'm raising my hand right now, and everyone in the studio is raising their hand. So there's one thing that everyone can do, and we as Americans tend to think it's something we swallow, and I think nutrition is very, very important, and I'll talk, the bulk of my time this morning is going to be about nutrition and what foods we put in our bodies. But in reality, the only thing that we know to for sure reduce disease risk by 50% is this next thing I'm going to talk about. If I were to tell each of you listening to this program that I have a purple pill, let's pretend it's purple or maybe bright green, but I have this pill that you can take that's free, it has no side effects, and literally we've proven scientifically that it has no negative effects on your body, and that everyone in the world could take it for free with no equipment, nothing else to buy forever, how many of you would take it? Every one of you. Every single one of us. I take this on a regular basis. Now, it's something you put in your mouth. The secret, I'm going to tell you, is coming after the break. The secret to reducing your disease risk by 50%, and that's everyone across the board, no matter of age, I'm going to tell you when we come back from the break. Thank you for joining us this morning. You're with Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Sprout on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. you will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
So I know everyone's been waiting with bated breath to figure out exactly what is this strategy that can reduce the risk of all disease by 50%? You're joining again Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Sprout. Green Girl's not with me today. She's holding down the fort making green smoothies and juices for the boys, and they're playing tennis at Sun Oaks and other crazy things that healthy families do. So that thing that you can do is, drumroll please, exercise. Yes, I know you were hoping it was going to be something easy, and it turns out exercise is not always easy, but exercise has been shown in hundreds of studies to reduce the risk of all disease by 50%. So we're going to talk about proper exercise. Now, I talked about people who, and this is, I have no judgment on anyone. Everyone's just doing the best they can with what they've got, and I just honor people who get in the gym at all. But a lot of times when I go into different gyms, and I'm an avid CrossFitter, this doesn't happen a lot in the CrossFit gyms, but in other types of gyms, people are in there just kind of going through the motions and moving very slowly. And don't get me wrong, something is always better than nothing. But there's keys to proper exercise that can cut your time by about 80% exercising and can increase your results by hundreds of percent. It turns out that there are 10 elements of fitness that have been established by Coach Glassman from CrossFit: endurance, speed, stamina, strength, power, agility, coordination, flexibility, accuracy, and balance. I don't need to go through those again, but you get the idea. It's a lot more than did I spend an hour and a half in the gym today. There's a lot more to it. So classically, people either did weight training or they did what we now call cardio or mostly aerobic training. Aerobic training is where your heart rate never gets so high that you're breathing super hard. Simply put, we could get into the biochemistry of it, but aerobic training means things like yoga, and I value yoga very, very highly, light jogging, things where your heart rate never gets super high. And we invented jogging in the 70s, and I don't know who invented that, but if you saw Anchorman, where he talks about, or maybe they call it jogging with a soft G, I don't know, it's supposed to be wild. Apparently you just run around for an extended period of time. So anyway, I don't know how many comedy fans there are out there, but I am one of them. But in any case, aerobic training has very limited benefits. It's very valuable, and people I still believe should jog, and I've done an Ironman triathlon, I've run multiple marathons, I've done a lot of things like that where you're mostly aerobic, but I've learned that my fitness improves greatly when I do burst training. Burst training means doing short periods of high intensity work and then resting between the periods. So I could get into the biochemistry and things, but it turns out that the healthiest people in the world do more burst training than they do aerobic training. And so, for one, there's more fat expenditure when you do burst training than when you do aerobic training. Now, a lot of personal trainers out there know this, that when you're in the aerobic zone, you actually burn more fat during the exercise than you do in anaerobic, because anaerobic necessarily burns sugar. But what we've learned in the research is that you burn more for 36 hours after burst training, you're still burning fat, whereas with aerobic training, you go back to burning sugar. We looked at a comic at our event that said, it's a doctor holding a prescription pad with his stethoscope around his neck and a goofy look on the overweight patient's face. The doctor says, "What fits your busy schedule better, exercising an hour a day or being dead 24 hours a day?" And so, you know, I use that same tongue in cheek, but I crossed it out and wrote, what fits you better, exercising 4 minutes a day or being dead 24 hours a day? So how many of you, again, by a show of your hands, and I can't see your hands, can fit 4 minutes extra into your schedule in a day for exercise to reduce your risk of all disease? Now I'm raising my hand. I can fit that in. And I think everybody on the line can. So how do you burst train? The answer is you exercise at 90 to 100% of your maximum effort for 20 to 30 seconds, and then you rest. And again, it causes your body to burn fat for the next 36 hours. Now again, raise your hand if you could stand to lose a little around the middle. I know I don't have a lot to lose, but almost everyone wants to be a little bit leaner. Now this high intensity training means 90 to 100%, and a lot of people, especially if you've never competed in anything, and it doesn't matter. When we say the KISS, keep it simple, sweetheart, since the KISS principle, we mean it doesn't matter if you literally have never been off the couch or whether you're an Olympic athlete, you still can do these, and I'm going to talk to you at the end of our program about exactly how to do that. But when you burst train and when you do it right, you don't want to do it every day because, unless you're a competitive CrossFitter, but you don't want to do it every day because it's just too intense on your body. So what we found is that 3 or 4 days a week is all the time you need to do that. You've got to have a day of rest in between the workout days. And so what you need to do is get in the burst training, do that 3 to 4 times a week. And in our system, and I'll talk to you about how the whole 40-day challenge, which we're talking about today, how the whole 40-day challenge lines up in our last segment today. But so 3 to 4 times a week, you alternate. So Monday might be burst training, then Tuesday would be aerobic, and so on. And I'll explain that. So the other thing is, on those alternating days where you're doing mostly aerobic training, do some yoga, go out for a walk, do something outside, do something that feeds your soul. We sometimes aren't really connected to our outdoors, and I know for me, I need to be connected to the outdoors, whether it's exercising or having my crazy puppy, who's literally an animal and figuratively, she pulls me on my longboard. That's her form of exercise. She does burst training by pulling me at like 80 miles an hour on my longboard. Some of you have seen me at, what's that park right near me called? Down off Shasta View. What's the park called? Anyway, I can't believe I can't remember. We just moved there. I'm a West Side guy till we just moved. Clover Creek Preserve. It's an amazing place, and my puppy pulls me around there at 90 miles an hour. And anyway, that's her exercise, because this principle applies everywhere. So my kids are hardcore competitive swimmers with Sun Oaks Aquatics. They play tennis. They do everything in bursts because that's critical and important. So we're talking about the Lean, Happy, and Green Challenge. And again, if you've just joined us, we started it last week, but there's still time to join us. And check out our website, Dr. Sprout, DrSprout, drsproutandgreengirl.com. And you can find out all this information. This program will also be linked there. And it lays out all the information. You can download calendars and everything. It's all 100% free. We just want to bless this community, and that's what we're into. And we're going to give another talk probably in September, just so you know. It's going to be bigger and badder and more amazing. The first one was great. But we're going to be teaching all these principles. So the third principle that we're going to talk about, and it's almost time for a break, but the third principle, it's hard to say that one is more important than the other, because proper structure of your spine is critical and movement is critical, but we're going to talk about the third principle is what we call nutrifying your temple. And I haven't trademarked that yet, but I'm going to, because it's cool. Nutrifying your temple. So we're going to talk about simple, easy ways. And we went through all very specific ways, and we juiced and we did smoothies and all that. I'm going to talk in a few minutes about simple ways we can get more greens into our life and introduce nutrients and life into the cells and the tissues of our bodies to get healthy. So it's time for a break. Thank you so much for joining Dr. Sprout and Green Girl. Green Girl's holding down the fort, but I'm here. You're on KCNR1460.com, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more.
Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor, a.k.a. Dr. Sprout. Again, we've had lots of fun laughs with that because I like getting nutritious foods into my body. But we're talking about the Lean, Happy, and Green 40-Day Challenge today. We're only 1 week into it, which means you can join in. And we do have a website that I recommend you check out. It's Dr. Sprout, D-R-S-P-R-O-U-T, drsproutandgreengirl.com. And Savannah's with us in the studio here. She just looked it up because it's super user-friendly and simple. What do you think, Savannah, as you're looking at it?
You know, I'm thinking I'm going to do it. It seems easy. I'm on here. I'm looking at the 40-day challenge. Even though it already started, I'm going to go ahead and do it because drink a smoothie, do some push-ups. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm going to watch the video later. This is totally doable.
It is doable. And sometimes people think that a cleanse means, like I have this amazing CrossFit instructor down at CrossFit, Tehama, who emailed me and said, you mean the only thing I get to eat is a smoothie and a salad and a juice all day? I said, no way, we'd be dead if that's all we ate. But it's all we're doing is adding. We talk about the ADD principle. And so that's not attention deficit disorder. We have acronyms for every disease that increases every year because we're not nutrifying our temples. But ADD means adding nutritious foods to your bodies. And so that's what this website's about. That's what our whole ministry, Dr. Sprout and Green Girl, is about. So log on to the website. Everything on there is free. There's a 40-day challenge calendar that just, it's so simple, lays out exactly what you need to do. And we'll talk in our last segment. This is our second to last segment for the program. In our last segment, I'm going to lay it out for you verbally, but go to the website. It lays it out. There's also a video which shows you exactly how to exercise and more about that in a moment. So what about foods in our body? We talk about the ADD principle. It's just all we want you to do is add nutritious foods into your bodies. And for some, that's harder than it is for others. We talked about this amazing principle. And again, this is no judgment. We all have challenges in our lives. But I showed a picture of an extremely obese woman eating a whole bunch of, it looks like, turnovers. And the thing to get about that situation is that she is starving. Again, please, no judgment. But people who are extremely obese, their bodies are literally starving because oftentimes they're not feeding nutritious foods. So our bodies are so wise that they literally yearn for proper nutrients, and you're just not going to get it at Dunkin' Donuts. They're just not that no one should ever have any of that, but that's just not going to grow healthy cells in your body. So if that's most of what you're eating are McDonald's or In-N-Out, and nothing against any of that once in a long while. But if that's what you're feeding your body on a regular basis, your body is starving. It's dying for proper nutrients. So what you need to do is just, even if you still eat that stuff, just start adding in nutritious foods. And it's amazing how the pounds will come off. It's not a diet. The first three letters of diet are die. If you didn't know that yet, it's not a diet. It's not doing anything except adding some simple things into your body. So there's three main goals to the Keep It Simple Sweetheart Principle. Not I wrote three, but I wrote six actually, or seven. Get nutrients in, detox your body, decrease inflammation, lean your body if necessary, save and increase energy, convenience, and save money. Okay, so those are all really, really good goals. It turns out that inflammation is one of the number one killers. And so getting healthy, nutritious foods into your bodies, and we'll talk about how to simply do that in a moment, getting healthy, nutritious in your body, foods in your body, decrease inflammation radically. We showed a video, and you can access this on YouTube. It's just this young girl, she's 6 years old, and she tried to grow, she took a sweet potato from the supermarket and put it in water, and she tried to grow a sweet potato plant from it. Well, 6 months, I believe it was later, nothing sprouted, nothing came out of it. So she went back to the grocery store and asked the grocer there, and he said, try an organic one. So she tries an organic one, and that one, in like 6 weeks, it grew some sprouts and it looked amazing. And he said, well, if you really want to do it, go to Roots, this place, and go get a fresh, local, organic sweet potato and put it in water and see what happens. And like a few days later, I don't remember my timing exactly, there was this huge, incredible plant. And I thought, wow. I mean, what are we putting in our bodies? How far from that have we come that we think sweet potatoes are healthy, so we order sweet potato fries at Applebee's instead of everything else? That's so far from what our bodies are made to eat. And again, once in a while, no big deal, but stay focused at adding nutritious foods into your bodies. So we CrossFitters talk a lot about the paleo diet, and I believe the paleo diet, whether I believe there were Paleolithic men on Earth or not, and that's for another time, the paleo diet is a very nutritious way to eat. But what we find is that, especially in a lot of the kind of CrossFit and bodybuilding circles, is that people think that all they really need to focus on is meat. That is definitely not true. The bulk of your food should be vegetables, and meat should be a supplement to the food. And that's how I choose to eat. And it's more important to me that I get the vegetables in my day that I need than that I get meat. Now, my wife is a hardcore vegan raw chef, and she is a vegan. She never eats meat. She's found that for her body that works best, and she's done some testing that we do at my office to confirm what's best for her. But I need to eat meat. I was a raw vegan for a year, and I lost too much weight. I wasn't as strong as I should be. So it's different for everyone, but everyone needs healthy, raw foods in abundance. So everyone qualifies for what I'm talking about. This concept is amazing. How many of you on the line, by again a show of your hands, be careful if you're driving, feel tired a lot? You need to know that the number one user of energy in the body, the number one system that uses energy, is our digestive system. It's estimated to use 50 to 65% of your body's energy just to digest food. So eating foods that are already pre-digested and healthy is the best thing you can possibly do to add nutrients to your body. So the key to this is that prevention is the only lasting cure, whether it's a specific disease or just looking at health. So you can look online also for our Dirty Dozen and Clean 15, the foods that you can eat, the ones that are best if you have to eat non-organic. What are the best foods to eat, and what are the ones that you don't have to worry as much about? Like avocados are toward the top of the list of foods that you can eat non-organic that don't have as much of a consequence of being non-organic. So how do we add these nutritious, nutrifying foods into our bodies? The best way, the easiest way that we've found, is green smoothies. Now, people wonder, how can you put green? The last time they had anything green was a shamrock shake from McDonald's in 1978. So that's what I grew up on, is McDonald's and Burger King and this other stuff. My parents loved me to death. They didn't know that's, my mom cooked a lot of food, but when we went out, it was mostly McDonald's and these things. So how do you get these green nutrients into your body? Well, you take your blender, and that's any blender, although some work better than others, and I highly, highly recommend purchasing a Vitamix. They are the best piece of machinery you can ever buy. They have them at Costco and at Bed Bath & Beyond, and you can order them refurbished online. That's the best machine I know of. We'll talk more about specifically that and specifically how to do the Lean, Happy, and Green Challenge when we come back from our break, which it's time to do right now. So when we come back again, green juices, green smoothies, and laying out the 40-day challenge. So thank you again for joining us again. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown reigning chiropractor, Dr. Sprout. Check out drsproutandgreengirl.com or call us at the office at 243-0889.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy, second Saturday edition. This is Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Sprout. Thank you for the water. And we're talking about our Lean, Happy, and Green 40-Day Challenge. And it's amazing. I've been having people walk up to me constantly just thanking, and my wife and me thanking us for doing this, that it's going super well. They didn't have any idea it was so easy to get nutrients into their bodies. And we are this is our sixth day into the challenge. It's a 40-day challenge leading up to Easter. And all you're doing is three really, really simple things. And again, for specific recipes, we were just talking about smoothies, and Savannah, who came on the line earlier, was talking about she and her roommates have a Ninja, which they really like. It sounds like that's a really good blender. I know a lot of people who have it. They like it. I'm just partial to the Vitamix because I've had it for 17 years, and my wife and I use it at least four or five times every single day. It's been the most flawless piece of machinery I've ever owned. And so I love it. But the people rave by, I don't care what you use. Hand chop, but you're going to have to work really hard to make a smoothie with a knife. But doesn't matter. Just get these nutrients in your body. Go to drsproutandgreengirl.com and look up. There's a bunch of smoothie recipes on there. There's including one that my animal puppy that pulls me on my longboard loves. She devours these things. Dogs know too. All you got to do is make it sweet enough so you can tolerate it, and some water or a young coconut that you can get at a Thai store. Asian market, or all over town now they carry these, and just dump it in the blender and blend it and drink it. You'll be amazed at how easy it is. Over time, you'll be amazed at how much less sweet you can make them, and they still taste amazing. And you will be triply amazed at how terrific you feel. It is just a wonderful thing to be able to do. And so what I do is, Dr. Perry, who works with us in my chiropractic office, either he or his wife make one, and we each make two, and we trade, so we get different nutrients. So we just swap. We bring them in blender bottles, which you can get at Walmart or all over the place. And so we take them and we drink at least two a day. And, it's amazing what happens, because you just get healthier and stronger. And so, we also talked at the break. Savannah was asking me about, what about juice versus blending? And I say yes. So meaning both are good. They definitely have different benefits, and the Vitamix company will tell you that you waste a bunch of nutrients when you juice, and the juicers will tell you that the nutrients don't get in your body as fast when you blend, and I say yes. They're both right, and so the best scenario is to do both. And so my wife and I juice 5 or 6 days a week. We miss some days, but there are resources in town where you can get fresh juices. Unfortunately, Gorilla Bites just closed last week. They were amazing, and I'm literally going to cry. I almost coined the term COL instead of LOL. I cry out loud. I literally could not walk. It's right down the hall from my office. I literally couldn't walk down there because almost every day I was in there eating healthy salads, and just an amazing place. But there are resources. Sky's Pure Food, which is over by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition is another great one. Sky has a bunch of healthy raw foods and juices. Roots, which is on Bocelli in with Country Organics. They have fresh juices. There's a lot of resources out there to get healthy. Michelle Cave, who has Family Nutrition Connection, she makes healthy meals that you can go pick up at her house. Check those out online. Amazing stuff. And if you miss any of this, by the way, this is streaming online at kcnr1460.com. We juice wheatgrass almost every single day. I'm not getting into that right now. But sprouts. Go online. My website has some tips for sprouting, but not a lot yet. But go online and learn how to grow sprouts. It's the cheapest, most nutrient-dense food you can ever put in your body. That's a biggie. So another plug for sproutpeople.org. Sproutpeople.org. You can get the best sprouter that I know of, which is Sprout Masters. Also on Cypress Avenue, Bare Roots. They have wheatgrass and sprouting trays. They are really getting into this microgreen and growing healthy foods for your body. Bare Roots down at the very end of Cypress, at the east end of Cypress. So we're running out of time, but so we're going to talk about exactly what you do with the challenge. I got a text from my wife. Remember to talk about Alex and Dr. Dan Russo. Of course. Thank you, honey. So how could I forget? The most amazing people. They have their radio show from 1 to 2 today. It's every Saturday. They are unbelievable people. Dr. Russo is a medical doctor in town, amazing heart. He's all about getting people off medications. And they're working on a juice / ministry. They have vegan potlucks. They just had it this week. They are amazing people. Thank you, honey. Without you, I don't know what I would do. So, key is when your meals, we talked earlier about the veggies should dominate your plate. Make sure there's more vegetables than there are meat with everything. But so now it's time already to summarize and talk about what the 40-day challenge is. Well, the 40-day challenge is actually really, really simple. It's so simple that our kids are doing it and they are loving it. So all you have to do is you're just adding a few things into your life. If you smoke cigarettes or you eat donuts or you never exercise or any of these, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And all you have to do is just start to do some better things. And once you start, it's hard to stop because it's amazing what happens when you do a few healthy things. Your body starts to prefer healthier things. Do we have one more segment after this? Okay. So, the 40-day challenge is this. All you're doing is adding one green drink per day at least. It means a green smoothie or a green juice. Doesn't matter. Blow the dust off that juicer or off the oaster or whatever old blender you have. It doesn't really matter. Just blend something up or juice it and drink it. Again, everyone wants recipes, and good, you should. Go to drsproutandgreengirl.com, and you can learn all this. Also, this whole thing is laid out for you. So you're adding one green drink a day. You're adding one rainbow salad. And I get the question, what is a rainbow salad? There really isn't a recipe. It just means that, well, when we add a bunch of different colors of vegetables, a lot of the carotenoid spectrum, in other words, a lot of the different vitamins are covered in the different colors. So when we have a bunch of green leafies and we have some sprouts and we have red bell peppers and we have yellow bell peppers and we have carrots, it's not only beautiful aesthetically, but it's very nutritious to our body. So we add one green salad, one green drink, and then we do very specific exercises. Now, on my website, drsproutandgreengirl.com, you can click on the exercise is turnkey, and it's exactly how you would do it. You click on the video, it explains how we do it, and then you click on it again. and we have me leading an exercise video in my office. It's totally free. Everything is. There's no bait and switch or hook or something to buy a product. It's just get on and do it. And it's me leading Dr. Perry, who is an NC2A athlete. We have Megan, who's 8 months pregnant, doing the exact same exercise, a little bit different. And then we have Linda, who is she's about to retire. She's a grandma. She's about to retire. They're all doing the same exact exercise. They're just scaled a little bit differently. We teach you how to scale that and how to do it. And it's 4 minutes long to begin with. 4 minutes. Everyone can spare 4 minutes. When we come back, wrap up, and a little bit more explanation of the program, and everyone getting excited and getting on the program. You're on Positively Healthy with Dr. Sprout, Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Redding chiropractor, on KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Join us Monday as we welcome the first candidate of our Reading City Council political candidates for election. Mike DeQuisto joins us Monday and is just the beginning of all the candidates for the next week. That's Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy Second Saturday Edition. We're talking about our 40-day health challenge. And if you've been listening, you realize it is pretty easy. And the people that I know that were at our event last weekend that with whom we launched it at the Stirring, they're just saying, I cannot believe how easy this is. And some of them are sore because the exercises, again, they're not necessarily that easy, but everyone can spare 4 minutes. And like my good friends physical therapists say, that pain from exercising is just weakness leaving the body. Sometimes you got to be a little bit sore, but it's only 4 minutes, and anyone can do it for 4 minutes. So we've talked about making sure the structure of your body and your spine is correct. Make sure you're seeing your chiropractor. And if you don't have a chiropractor, call my office at 243-0889. Every physics, mechanics, engineering, chemistry, biochemistry, anatomy, every textbook knows that structure determines function. If the structure of your spine is right, your heart's not right, your lungs aren't right, your digestion's not right, none of it. We talked about exercising, making sure that you're moving your body in proper movement. Aerobic exercise is wonderful, but we also need some burst training in order to strengthen our heart and lungs and our muscles and to keep fat off our body. And we talked about nutrifying your temple, that just simply start by adding nutritious foods into your body. So make sure you're getting greens every day. So this challenge, and it's not even that challenging, it's just making a commitment to yourself. It's adding in one green drink a day, at least one. I do two or usually three every day. And it's amazing what it does for your health. And it's so easy to do. I usually do two green smoothies and one green juice. And so, but it varies a little bit because I have four kids and we're busy, but I never ever miss a day of having a green smoothie. It's just, it does too much for my body. And so we're doing the exercise. And again, go online and look at our website, Dr. Sprout and greengirl.com. look at the website, and you can see exactly how to lay this out. The exercise is all laid out for you. You just plug and play. It's a video loaded right into the site. You can watch it right there. If you, by the way, do not have access to the internet, you can call my office, and we are making a DVD. We have a DVD of the exercise video. You can call 243-0889, or you can contact me through the website, or we're also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those things I still don't really understand but use anyway. And so maybe I'm just too old. And people see me, they're amazed that I'm actually 82 years old, but it's just that this lifestyle really helps. They're laughing at me in the studio here because they know that I'm only 70. Just kidding. So I'm 43 for your information. So the last thing of the challenge is to write something that we're grateful for. We talked a lot more about this at the seminar, the event, but gratitude actually changes your DNA. Our emotions change our DNA expression, our gene expression. The dogma 10 years ago that your DNA is set in stone and there's literally nothing you can do about it. But the truth is that our emotions and our activities and our environment change the expression of our genes, literally change the function of our DNA. And what they found, what emotion influences DNA more than any, is gratitude. It's almost like God knew what he was talking about in the Bible, because gratitude actually changes our life. It changes our health. It changes our more, it further influences our emotions, and it actually changes our gene expression. So on the calendar that you can download online, or if you're not the type to download something online, just walk to my office downtown or drive there. We're at 1435 Market Street downtown, down the hall from the former Gorilla Bites. And so you can come and just pick up a calendar there, or just get support. If you want support, just come on down and we'll help you, have questions or whatever. But most, if you're semi-tech savvy, you can handle it online. So what we do every day, and my kids do this too, is we just check off what we did. We check off I had a smoothie. We check off I had a juice. We check off which exercise we did. So this week, again, we're only 1 week down, and so you still have 5 weeks. And so you can just start a week late if you like, or you can just adopt it a little bit late, whatever you choose to do. So you check off those. You check off the exercise. Monday, it's every other day. So this week was Monday was the anaerobic, the burst training, and that's on the video. And then Tuesday was just 30 minutes of aerobic activity. So my kids and wife 2 nights ago were doing on the Xbox, they're doing the dance thing, and that's a great activity. They were doing that. We've done yoga. It's walk the dog. It's jogging. It's whatever it is you want to do, just aerobic activity, and that's every other day. And then you check off, you just write something you're grateful for, just something in a line. So I've had a variety of things, but definitely my wife, who is unbelievable. And those of you who know us well know she is my superior in every way. And I'm not just saying that because you're listening, honey. Everyone who knows she is unbelievable. I love you, dear. And so that's Green Girl, by the way, who we talked about earlier. She's raw food certified. And we haven't announced a date yet, by the way, but people are always asking us, when is your next event? Because they had a lot of fun at this event. We're thinking September. We're juggling the swim schedules and her dad's 70th birthday schedule and all these other things. But probably September, one of the first weeks in September, non-Labor Day. So the last thing is how we're culminating this 40-day challenge is with Balanced Edge, Jason Hull, the Ultimate Wellness Challenge. And you can look at this. You can look at this online. Just look up Ultimate Wellness Challenge Reading. I don't have the exact URL. It's very long. So Ultimate Wellness Challenge in Reading. I find that when I train for something, I train a lot harder and I do a lot better. I'm more motivated with my nutrition and my exercise. So it's going to be scalable to any athletic ability, from the person who's climbed Mount Everest to the person who literally hasn't never been off the couch. We're going to do a ropes course challenge and different exciting adventurous activities that, again, rappelling and some other things that anyone can do. Again, look up Ultimate Wellness Challenge on Google in Reading. And it's Jason Hull, who's owned Balanced Edge, and he's been on Shasta County Search and Rescue for 20 years and is just an amazing guy and super, super safe. It's in his event center in French Gulch, and it's going to be an amazing event. We're culminating with that. I'll be speaking. We're hoping to get Pastor Nate Edwardson to speak. He's checking his schedule, and it's going to be all about the three things of structure, movement, and nutrifying your temple, and then getting excited to move and make it happen. So we're just really excited. We've been blessed in this community for 17 years. We've taken care of the world's best people, and now we're blessing the community in other ways than just simple teaching. We've launched this challenge, and I just encourage everyone to get in and join this challenge, because it's an amazing thing. We're hearing hearing a lot of testimonials. People are posting stuff on the website and Facebooking us personally. And I want to encourage you, those of you who are already in it, post your questions and your comments and your excitements and these other things onto the website. We want to really get a community going, because we know the more people post on there, the more excited they are. And so we're just about out of time. And so I just want to thank you for joining us on Positively Healthy Radio, second Saturday edition. This is Dr. Todd Royce. If you need to call the office, it's 243-0889. Have a blessed day and have a happy, lean, happy, and green challenge.
Thank you for listening to this encore presentation of Dr. Todd. And you're listening to KCNR 1460, the community radio of the North State. You can go to KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel has widened its air assault against the Gaza Strip in response to the terrorist attacks coming from Hamas in the form of rocket assaults. Analyst Nick Whitney at the European Council on Foreign Relations says he can understand why it makes sense for Israel to at least threaten a potential ground invasion.
No matter how efficient your armed forces are, you're going to get casualties. You're going to kill more innocent civilians. I think it's a step the Israelis would be profoundly reluctant to take. And they'll hope that other pressure is enough to get that rocket fire gradually turned off.
The Israeli military, in responding to the terrorist attacks, says it has struck more than 1,100 targets, including Hamas rocket launchers and command centers, many hidden in places like mosques, homes, and schools. Lieutenant Colonel Joni Ernst, a Republican state senator from Iowa who's running for the U.S. Senate, gave the weekly GOP address today.